Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the first quarter.
We're about to get underway. Jack Hebron is going to get us underway. Umpires today, Matt Nichols, John Howard, Robert Finlay about to bounce the ball, and Martin Roger. Here's Jack Hebron for Triple M Football.
For McDonald's and Ream Hotwater, two of the very best in it, and away the Blues go from the first bounce. Pitnet taking that opening bounce, kicks it out wide. There's some holding going on between Tui and Hollands.
Ball up here inside their 50. Opportunity for Hewitt of Carlton to clear the ball. High ball on the head of Cottrell. Fly was magnificent by Guthrie. The inclusion that Robbo spoke about. Welcome back for him, Cam Guthrie. High ball inside 50. And a mark has been taken by Cameron. So Jeremy Cameron will line up for goal number 599, Ash. And looking to get into the group of 600 kickers today. How many are there, Ash?
Triple M Red said currently 35 players have kicked 600 or more.
Not that special.
Just quickly, Brian, before he takes this one, every player on the field from Geelong has got to Guthrie after that mark.
Cameron, 30 metres out directly in front of the City End of ground for the first goal of the day, bangs it straight through. 5-9-9 for Jeremy Cameron. Geelong, a blistering start, one straight on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Tap down from Pitnet to Cripps, got a handball to Hollands on the move. Kick was smothered. Now Boyd steps inside. Neat little step. Even better finish. Carlton with their first of the afternoon, and they hit the front early. 4 minutes gone opening term. They're 1-1-7. Cats one straight six. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Well, I said before, it was like a first goal from a player. That time it was a first goal from a player. It was Boyd's first goal in AFL footy. So we saw the exact same thing that we saw from Geelong, though, from the Blues this time. Every player on the ground getting around him. Messed up the hair a fair bit. I don't know if he was too happy with that either afterwards, but fantastic finish from the young man.
Big afternoon for footy. Weather, as Robbo said, absolutely spot on as well. Couldn't have asked for a better day. This Bose broadcast side. Nice pick up. Stengel with 10 coaches votes last week. Moves it quickly to half forward. Dangerfield can turn and go. Kicks it to a dangerous area. Just needs it to sit for Jeremy Cameron. Tapped it back in cleverly. It was just about ready to roll through for a behind. Close taps it back. Myers from point blank range. What about that transfer from Geelong? They take it from one end to the other. And it wasn't how it was supposed to finish up, but it's a goal and that's all that counts for Grian Myers. Two straight, 12 Geelong. Carlton 1-2-8, Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
He covers some ground, Jeremy Cameron, doesn't he? So he's up here and then he's running back out. He's such an athlete. And how he kept that ball alive, they just got a goal out of it.
Well, it's just selfless. They just want to play. They don't care who kicks the goal, Robbo, do they?
At all. But I can, for his size, and he's such an athlete, he covers so much ground. Too hard to play on.
Brilliant to watch.
Yep.
Kick was off the inside of the boot. A little big fly is taken here by Dangerfield, and he started very actively. Dangerfield with a bit of an ugly kick off the boot on the head of Hawkins. Couldn't hold the mark. Picked up there by Wiedering. Well, Pitney it was. Got the little handball through. Tackle to the ground was Hollands. And a free kick will go the way of Tui. Got him going on the way out. Tui back into the side today. Will line up from 45 metres.
That was an elite tackle. You'd look at the two side by side and you'd think Ollie Hollands would have him for pace every day of the week, but Tui just put his head down, wanted to make sure that ball stayed inside their forward 50. He's going to get the reward by a shot at goal for it as well.
It's a good kick, this bloke, too.
A little breezy out there today. Flags are a-fluttering. As Zach Tui comes into that City end of the ground. He's kicking from the MCC members' side of the ground. And we're right behind him in our commentary position. That's magnificent. Absolutely drained it like no other. So 1-3, the Blues. Two straight, the Cats.
The Cats should clear Henry. It'll be quick. Grian Myers at halfback. Kicks to the wing. Hawkins with a couple to beat. Good fist by Lewis Young. It's the Blues who can reload. Hollands, clever use to Durden. 60 out from goal. Got back over his mark. Had loose players everywhere inside 50. And he finds the skipper, Cripps, 35 out directly in front.
Carlton was so much better then. They were set up better defensively, and they had the fat side with plenty of players going through the corridor and jammed it straight down Cripps' throat. Don't forget, he had 39 posies, and his other mate, Walsh, had 35. They've got to keep going, those two.
Another who got the 10 coaches' votes last week, as Robbo said, massive in that game against the Giants. Little settler here needed for the Blues.
Yep.
You can always rely on Paddy Cripps. Cuts it back to a two-point game. Three straight plays, 2-4, 13 gone. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. Out of the kick in, wants to change direction. And he's got Ollie Hollins out on the wing. And he's got not much to work with ahead. Long searching lead by Durden. The kick sat on his head for a little while. And now the help arrives for Geelong. The tackle by Durden. Parfitt got away just in time. And Matt Duncan plays that out of sight. Dempsey has to wait for that handball. Chip short to Stengel. Good build up here from Geelong. Dempsey follows up. Got to 60 out. Lowered his eyes. Finds Paddy Dangerfield. Great ball use again from the Cats.
Tell you what, the three-pronged forward line at the moment isn't the usual one. Yes, it's your two keys, Cameron and Hawkins down there, but Paddy Dangerfield, he's sitting as a deep forward. I love when he does this as well because he's so good one-on-one overhead. He can lead up on you, but if the ball's put on his head, he'll outmaneuver his opponent. Oh,
so Cripps, the skipper of Carlton's kick one, up to Dangerfield now, and this, I don't know, sometimes he misses those.
1-2 for the season. Generally, the further out he is, the better chance he is. He leant back on that one, straight over the goal umpire's hat. 16 and a half gone in the first quarter. High standard footy here at the MCG. Geelong 4-1-25, Carlton 2-4-16. Dempsey's had a good first quarter. His kicking in the middle had some risk, but it's okay to Mark O'Connor. Back to Dempsey. Had Duncan driving by it. Centre half forward. Waits his pass perfectly for Blitzarves. That kick was spot on. Blitzarves marks right forward pocket 20 metres out.
I just love what Ollie Dempsey's doing on that far wing. You said it during the call, Jack. He's looking the goods out there. We saw his breakout game playing in the forward line, but up on the wing, he looks electric.
Yeah, two Carlton opponents. The kick was spot on for him, Blitzarves.
Spent a little bit of time in the ruck last week. Had 18 hit-outs, but goes forward, stretches the Blues even more. 5-1 the Cats. Blues 2-5, 20 gone, Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Good to go. Just a couple of seconds here. Carlton will need to bang it on the boot very, very quickly. No time left on the clock at all. What a first quarter we had in front of a massive crowd here. Huge crowd. Ash told us the all-time record between these two in a home and away, 71,399. If there's not in the high 80s here at the moment, I don't know what there is, but it is amazing. And at quarter time, Geelong lead 5-2-32, the Blues 2-8-20.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M Rock Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the second quarter.
Second quarter underway. Big crowd here at the MCG. Clever tap on for Myers for Dangerfield. He sends it long to the goal square. Mark taken by Henry or Stengel. It's Stengel. Just used his body perfectly and marks almost directly in front.
Zach Williams won't be happy with the replay of that one. Stengel, definitely a smaller opponent. Williams would have him for size and strength, but Stengel just made the contact before Williams could, worked him off, and then owned the drop zone. Very good forward craft from a small forward.
He's kicked two or more in four of his six games this year, Tyson Stengel. He should be able to take care of this one. To the punt road end. Quick start of the second quarter for the Cats. 6-2-38. Blues 2-8-20. Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard. Quickly back into the action. 60 out from Carlton's goal. They kick to the city end in this quarter. Cottrell pounces on a loose ball. It won't make the distance. Kerno used his body nicely. Tackled as soon as he got it. And a handball back. Mackay was missed. Now they're retreating. Mackay brushes off the tackle. Turns and fires and kicks it. With the response. They're third of the afternoon. They're 3-8-26. Geelong 6-2-38. 3 minutes gone. Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Tom De Koning back out of the rooms, BT, sitting on the bench. Doctors around them. They definitely had a look at that video where he had a big clash and hit the green stuff. And he was badly winded, but they would have checked everything, read the concussion. but out sitting in the front row of the bench.
Couldn't have been a scat then if he came back up that quickly. They take a good 10, 15 minutes to complete, so must have been something else because, yeah, he'd still be down there if he was doing the scat.
The Carlton mob are invested too. They want free kicks, the whole lot inside 50 now.
We've been hovering around this two-goal margin for most of the quarter. Carlton, for all their attacking, can't get any closer. Kennedy got a handball to DeConi. He was dispossessed. Kennedy picked it back up again. Holland snaps on the left and kicks it. Now they're within a goal. And they get reward for effort. They have been attacking and attacking and finally have something to show for it. 4-9-33 the Blues. Cats 6-3-39, Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
And Tom DeConing gets up sore once again. So he's got a couple of decisive kicks, got thumped again, got rid of the ball, and Carlton freed the ball up and were able to score. Great effort by Tom.
And the inside 50s this quarter, 12-2 in favour of the Blues. But only the two goals won from those entries.
Stanley knocks it forward. Stengel got onto it. Handball to Tui's under immediate pressure. Got rid of it to Myers. Out the back door, gave it to Holmes. Holmes evades the Cripps tackle. Now lines up the goal. Hasn't got the journey in the kick. Young's there. Henry marked on the line. But the umpire indicating it's a behind.
What's your call, BT?
They will review this. I'd be surprised if it's not a mark, but the umpire signalled behind.
I reckon he's got it in the field of play.
So it'll either be a mark or a behind. Yeah, it could only be one of those two.
Yep, looking
and
at
I'd
it
say
now,
it's a mark.
Whole ball hasn't crossed the line before he's marked it. Yeah. And he's controlled it in the one motion as well. Completely understand the umpire going to review for that because he's just completely blindsided by the goalpost there.
And his feet were inside the field of play and three quarters of his body.
So this will be a mark to Ollie Henry, we think. You know, this is tight. Can't see the ball at all from the vision, so a behind has to stay, maybe, because you can't see the ball.
If it's inconclusive, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mark.
There you go.
Lewis!
How do you draw that
Lewis,
if you can't see the ball
come back
in the replay?
Why is there not a camera from the other angle?
Yeah, on both posts.
Simple.
Behind. Yeah.
Five money.
Yeah, we can't afford that.
Just back. All of a sudden turn four cameras into eight.
Could pop one of these down there, Brian, and then it would get it out of your view.
Yeah, Henry around on the left boot, kicks the goal. Cats have got it, their second of the quarter. 7-3-45 to Carlton, 4-9-33 on the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Umpire Matthew Nichols calls for it.
Stoppages between the arcs, so Geelong are happy to have the plus one in their defensive line, whereas Carlton happy to keep that ascendancy around the stoppage.
Cats by two goals. Cameron off the stoppage. Quick snap. Kicks truly. Goal number 600 for Jeremy Cameron. His resume gets better and better and better. 8-3-51, place 4-9-33, Triple M Bunnings straight scoreboard.
So just having a look at the clearance numbers at the moment, too. The clearance is all around the ground.
Well weighed in favour of the Blues, 21-13.
But those goal sources or score sources that we love, what are they happening? What are they telling us?
So Geelong are at plus one, four straight to the Blues at 3-5.
600 goals for Jeremy Cameron. How many on the list? How many in front of him, Ash? As Kennedy burst out of the middle for the Blues.
36.
Hammering ball, long ball, offside Mackay. Mackay will run near the boundary, sweeps back onto his left foot, puts it into the hot spot. High ball forward, Blues pressing here. No mark taken there on that occasion, but a little kick. A little kick it was. I think it came from Cottrell. It did. He was tackled, arms were pinned, dropped the footy on the boot and kicked the goal in the goal square. 8-3-51 Geelong. Carlton 5-9-39.
That's a perfect example of playing to the whistle. Bloke stopped. They just thought, oh, okay, this will just be a conversion. We'll just come in and bounce the ball or whatever. Gave him plenty of time. Bang. Snuck one through. They needed that, the Blues.
Apologising, Alexa Southside to Jeremy Cameron, who's taking Kemp on a bit of a trot around the ground at the moment. Gave the little handball off and a kick there by Guthrie along the boundary line. Didn't go out of bounds as he'd hoped. Kept alive by Hollands. Handball back in. Here come Carlton again. Curnow's free. He marks deep in the pocket. Charlie Curnow has marked the ball deep in the forward pocket. 25 metres. And he's on his right foot to kick around his body. So this to bring them within a goal. Been starved of opportunity all day. They've played and double-teamed him every time the ball's come down. Curnow around the corner. Good looking kick. Magnificent. Charlie gets his first big time goal for the Blues. They draw within 6 points.
Ball up. Major ball winners, too. Red Z Lending.
For the Cats, 16 to Holmes, and for the Blues, 14 to Walsh.
It's two. He kicks it off the ground. That'll be paid to Mark. No, it won't. In fact, to Stengel. Just outside 50. Parfitt dances his way through congestion. Has Dangerfield wide in the pocket. Tries to paddle to his advantage. Not tackled by Akers. Got a handball away to Blitzarves. His handball didn't meet the target. Tui dropped it straight away. Good tackle, Wiedering. Carlton take the advantage, and they should be out, but they're not. Akers had more time than what he realised. And his tumbly kick is only as far as Holmes. 50 out to the punt right end.
Well, they'd scrapped and clawed and done all the hard work that they needed to do to turn that ball over. And then just have given it straight back to Geelong. He had about four or five players he could have kicked that to, Akers. And just kicked it to the one Geelong player with a skill error coming off the instep.
BT said it earlier. He's one of the new money men in footy. A four-year extension. Signed earlier in the week. Long ball. High ball. Straight ball. Breathing space again for the Cats as we head towards halftime.
Bit of a hush in the crowd, in excess of 80,000. A new home and away record for these two will be broken today. I'm surprised, Ash, it was only ever 71. That sounds small to me. I reckon you got it wrong. Here's Tui. Grabs the ball, runs the goal, kicks it. Got his second. Swashbuckling run by Zach Tui. Cats explode. 6-9-45 the Blues. 10-3-63 Geelong on the Triple M Bunnings Trade scoreboard.
I just love Patrick Dangerfield's will to win the footy. There's been three or four occasions now where the ball's been in his area, could go two or three different ways for players around him, and he just puts his head down, he gets the ball, he takes on the tackler, but always has the hands free to get it out to a teammate. And that was a great finish on the run from Tui.
Running, bounce out of defence, kick in the middle. Do they go for it? Oh. There's 25 seconds. Drop of the mark here by Hollands. Allows the Cats in. Here's Dangerfield boring through. Should have got a free in the back. Nothing forthcoming. Ball out to Durden. Durden now a kick to Curnow. 14 seconds left here.
He looks up though and has absolutely nothing to go to.
Great defensive transition from Geelong.
They roll back en masse. Curnow's field kick, excellent. Cripps gave a handball to Walsh. Right on the halftime siren it sounds. Before Newman could get boot to ball. Shot won't count. 19-point lead to Geelong at halftime. Look at the players from both teams out there. They are absolutely spent.
No, they're knackered. Both of them.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M Rock Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the third quarter.
We're ready to go
ready
here
to go,
with
John.
Third quarter of football about to start at the MCG. It's a tight game. It's a 19-point Geelong lead. Bang, ball goes up in the middle. Kennedy got the immediate handball out to Walsh. Running towards the punt road end. Left foot kick around the body. Akers couldn't hold the mark. Play on calls the umpire. Duncan to Parfitt. Parfitt to Kolodziejczyk. Kolodziejczyk high ball. What about the way Blitzarves got through traffic? Bowes showed a little bit of candy. Got it off to Parfitt. Handball ripped away. Here goes Kemp.
Too far out to score. He changed his mind late and ended up not being a great kick. Cam Guthrie got it on the boot, but marked by Young. The Blues at centre half back. He's got Williams driving by through the middle of the MCG. Poor kick to Mackay on the bounce. Follow-up wasn't great. Bowes won a tight ball in close. Cameron handballs off to Close, who could have gone himself. Instead, pops it over the top, and Brian Myers runs it into goal. His second. Carlton punished from that turnover. And again, the Cats kick a quick goal to start the quarter. 11-4, play 6-9, Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. To Koning Marks at centre half forward. Akers camped under it, but Curnow drifts in from the side and marks the footy at its highest point. 30 out directly in front.
Well, it was great awareness from a few Blues players in that play. They knew that they'd got the turnover very quickly, got it out, And then they didn't hold the ball up on the far wing, which they've been doing a little bit of, which has allowed that two-on-one situation. But the other player that did such a good job was Akers. He sort of floated back like he was going to get it, knew it was Curnow, so he let him just have the jump.
This to draw level with Jesse Hogan in the race for the Coleman medal. He kicks to the punt right end, pumps the fist. He knows what it means. The Blues stay in touch.
Well, Wiedering had to play this week regardless, so he had to play on Hawkins. So he's doing his job. He's gutsing it out on this Anzac Day weekend. But Curnow had to back that up. He had to score there. If he'd missed, Mackay'd missed earlier, it just takes the air out of the bubble. So at least the balloon is still full for the Baggers.
Newman high footy, 2-on-1 in favour of the Cats. Cats landed awkwardly in O'Connor. Akers rips the ball away to Kennedy. Kennedy, ugly little kick that was picked up magnificently by Curnow on the half volley. And what a kick around the corner it was from Curnow. And he finds an opportunity here with Carroll. And Carroll will line up for goal. Man on the marks at 47. So Carroll will kick it from either right on the 50 or 51 metres.
Haven't seen a lot of those from Carlton either today. They've just been going long and high towards the face of goal instead of looking for those ones at the top of 50.
Jack Carroll in game 13. Directly in front. 52 metres out. Beautiful left foot stroke goal. No problems at all. Got two in a row here, the Blues. Surging back into contention. 8-10-58. Geelong 11-5-71.
High Myers kick was touched. It's still inside forward 50 for the Blues. Whilst working back, left foot snap around the corner. Kicks to a dangerous area. Off the shin of Mackay. Knocked it out of the hands of Guthrie. Somehow shimmy to handball to Hollands. Got boot to ball. And somehow, someway, the Blues find a goal.
Just sent something. They're just surging again and have done it not only in the first and second quarter, they've decided to do it in the third. It's a good side to do that. You fall behind, keep surging inside 50. Once you do that, your chance to score. Exactly what happened then.
Stengel will give chase. Went straight over the top of Cowan. Bold Kemp as well. Cats now got the ball through Myers. Handball to Stengel right on the boundary line. 25 out, didn't go for goal. Cameron! Marks 15 out directly in front. Put the knee right into the back of Young as well. And not feeling it all that well. Got a knock in the eye, did Jeremy Cameron. And he'll line up for an important one, 15 metres out directly in front. Massive goal to stop the Carlton surge bomb coming. Jeremy Cameron, goal number, Ash.
This will be for 601 if he nails it, PT.
In he comes. City end goal, three he's got. The superstar forward. Just a little bit of breathing space. 9-10-64 Carlton. Geelong 12-7-79 on the Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Well, that's the difference in this game. Geelong get one or two inside 50s and they make Carlton pay. Carlton gets so much time in their forward half and just have to really manufacture and scrap to get a goal after multiple opportunities. So at the moment, it's just looking really ominous anytime Geelong go inside their forward 50, a lot easier for them to score.
So Cripps, disposal number 24. He's too far out to score. All but about six players inside Carlton's forward 50. Drives it deep. Pit net drifting forward. But Mackay bigger and stronger than everyone. Marks in the pack and can line up for his second from 20 metres out.
Well, this will test out those little demons we saw last year. There's two he should have kicked this game already. Going back now needs to just go through the process. What he's done all year. But this is the one that could go either way, I reckon.
He's played well today. Like he's contested lead up.
Nine marks to go with it.
Done everything.
45 degree angle or a little better than that. He'll kick a drop punt. It's bending. It's bending and it's there. Okay. Only just. Mackay kicks his second. 24 minutes gone in the third quarter. Carlton 9-10-64, make that 10-10-70. Geelong 12-8-80, Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Geelong led by 25 points, 1 minute into the third quarter. And now it's a 10-point margin out the back. Curnow kicks another one.
They've closed it within four. Charlie's got three. Fans erupt at the G. Charlie's on board. They've kicked five of the last six goals here. The Blues to draw within 4 points of the Cats. And here we go back to the other end now.
That's a great left foot kick too from Blitzarves. Hit Stengel right on the chest.
Carlton player's gone down off the ball.
Not sure what happened. It didn't seem as though there was too much around him. Myers played on and short pass finds Ollie Henry.
Well, that man with the ball is the only one that was anywhere near him. Williams is clutching at the head. So obviously some sort of contact off the ball.
Fans at the MCG have seen the Harvey Norman replay. We haven't seen it yet.
What is that?
Zach Williams not happy. Ollie Henry. To the blues, to the boos of Carlton fans. Stands up and delivers. He's got two. It's back to 10 points, the difference again, 28 minutes gone.
Yeah, having a look at the Harvey Norman, it's just the arm out.
We're just hearing the umpires in the background there discussing it.
Thanks,
Theo. I think we may have missed it now, but...
So it's Henry running back towards goal. Williams tries to come up and he shepherds. It's not much in it, to be honest.
Please, it's like a fly trap.
Yes, it was over the shoulder. It's absolutely not a strike. It's not anything that is untoward. Wouldn't have knocked the top off a rice pudding, I don't think.
It was just a stray arm.
That's a flop. Yep. That's what that is.
That is.
That's a flop.
Little one comes through traffic, but you were right, Ash, on reflection. High ball, Stengel. He marked, but the umpire, you heard the ball play on. Puts it to the top of the square. 18 seconds, right in front of the Cats. Goal mouth here. Picked up by Holland. Taken away. Kick is high. Going to be marked by Tui. Got whacked around the head. Grip socket off the ground. 7 seconds. Ball in neutral territory now. There'll be no further score. Akers will take the mark. Three-quarter time siren sounds. Geelong 13-9-87. Lead Carlton 11-10-76.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the fourth quarter.
87 plays 76. Jack Heverin about to let it rip here. Undefeated are the Cats. 5-1 the Blues. What will it be at the end?
Gunning for their best start to a season since 2013, Geelong, when they were 7-0 to start that campaign. Here we go for the last quarter for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks footy. It's Stanley and Pitnett to do the ruck work, and Pitnett wrestled it free and bangs it forward himself. Curnow playing in front. Marks with a full chest from 50 out. Turns and goes. Punches a low bullet to the goal square and hits the post. Dream start for the Blues. 20 seconds in. They look switched on. They finally get a bit of space and they can finally get some run and carry going. Close gave a nice handball. Cameron snuck out the back for Geelong. He'll mark 55 metres out. Punt right end. Kicks a right football. Stanley underneath. Here comes Tui. 30 out directly in front to put it back to a 14-point game.
What a setup kick from Cameron.
He knew there was players coming on the fat side of the ground, so he knew it was a one-on-one with Hawkins. If he sat it up, it gives Hawkins a shot, but it'll also, when the cavalry arrives, they are able to help out in the air.
Back into the team today, as we mentioned. Outmanaged last week. For his third of the afternoon, and some breathing space for Geelong after an onslaught to start this last quarter from the Blues. They've been one step ahead all afternoon. Tui's got three. 14 points separate these two teams. Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
And Williams now with the footy. Goes wide and Cameron takes a lovely mark defensively. Stand. But in the forward line, you know what I mean. He's 80 metres from home though at the city end. And a 50-metre penalty. It must be Mackay, I reckon. A 50-metre penalty will bring Jeremy Cameron to within 25 metres. Ash, is there a scoring end here today or not?
13 goals to the punt road end, 12 to the city end.
Harsh, BT, isn't it? You've got two players just standing there. They're not interfering.
I don't know what happened, though, Robbo. I'm not sure what it was called for.
He was talking to him and he wasn't moving. So as soon as they say you need to move back, you've got to do it straight away.
Another short 50. Short by 10 metres. Absolutely short by 10 metres, this 50. Cameron, from 25 metres out, kick as a goal. Magnificent, got four, Jeremy. Kicked his 600th today as well. And the Cats now with a nice little 21-point buffer.
Cameron Guthrie, great return of the team today, as Robbo told us. First game since round six last year. Drives inside 50. Henry, front spot marks. 30 out directly in front to make it a 27-point game.
Not good for the car park.
Tom, Jeremy.
It might be if you go soon.
He gets the fourth defender, this bloke. He just gets off the leash too every week. He kicks two or three, doesn't he?
Amazing, isn't it?
Two last week, and he's kicked two today. This frees third. And as good as Carlton have been, they've now got a significant problem. 10 minutes into the last quarter, the Cats crack the tongue. 15-10-100. Make that 16-10-106. Carlton 11-13-79. Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
Well, these Cats are the real deal. They have shown that in spades today.
Bruin, short kick to Guthrie. This is Zach. Between wing and half forward. Northern side. Plays on. Kicks it deep towards the pocket. One-on-one battle here with Close. Couldn't hold the mark. Recovered it. Was Bowes. Quick shot at goal. Spins. Lurking. Goal. Bounces through. Got another. They've kicked four straight in the quarter. Five straight in the game. And they are surging away here. The Cats. 11-13-79. Man on the scoreboard. Very slow today. 17-10-112. Short little one to Boyd. Boyd to Hollands. And Hollands marks at half forward and goes very, very wide now, Hollands, and finds Newman. Newman plays on that familiar left foot. Goes inside 50. Cripps marks. 35 metres out, Cripps. Will have a set shot at goal. This for their fifth shot of the quarter.
Ryan, 2 metres with me. One more metre. Yep, thank you.
Five straight, the Cats have kicked.
Brendan, thank you.
Cripps not too worried about the clock.
Ryan, one more metre now. Thank you.
Using his full 30 seconds. 30 metres, the kick to the city end. Patrick Cripps. To keep a few more people in their seats. He does that. Very nicely done. So just under 6 minutes remaining. And it is a 32. I'm reluctant to this man on the scoreboard's very slow today. I think it's 32. No, it's not.
26.
It's 26 points.
Just with the combined kick efficiency with some of the Blues inside mids. You look at Sam Walsh, Patrick Cripps and George Hewitt. They're going at 37%.
Got Collingwood next Friday. Who have they got after that, Ash? What's the run like for the Blues?
Yeah, then they've got Melbourne at the MCG. Sydney at the Sydney Cricket Ground. And then a bit of respite, perhaps Gold Coast at Marvel.
Tough run for them, Cripps. Free kick, goes over the top, finds Kennedy. So Kennedy's 30 metres out, needs to kick the goal. He's realising the importance on the clock and goes back very quickly. So this, to just get it back to a 92 points to 112. So Kennedy, 35 metres out. Kick on the way is good, that's a goal. No problems at all. So 92 plays 112. Just an outside glimmer of hope for the Blues.
A quick one for reference. Danger went off sort of halfway through that third term. He had 11 contested possessions. He's still leading the Geelong Cats for contested possessions. The next closest is Holmes with 9.
20-point margin here in favour of the Cats. Acres through traffic. Little kick, a goal. He's got it. A lot of people have left. Get back in here. Acres has kicked the goal. They are just 14 points adrift. With still 4 minutes of footy to go. 14 points on the Beacon Trade scoreboard.
As I said, coaches will be looking to see the maximum effort to their game plan, to the individual efforts. Cripps and Walsh trying to get the ball again because they dropped off in that last term. starting to get their hands on it, winning clearances, winning centre bounces. This is all under review right now to win the game.
What a crowd. 87,775. So it's the second biggest home and away crowd Geelong have ever played in front of.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks footy, 14 points down the Blues.
But their biggest home game, is it?
And it is their biggest home game crowd, spot on BT. The previous record, 87,653.
As distinct from home and away.
Less than 4 minutes left. Hewitt wins the clearance. Mackay nudged under the footy. Akers splits the difference. Runs to 30. Kicks it. 8-point game. Four in a row, Carlton. We are far from done at the MCG.
A lot of people have left. A lot of Carlton people have left. Look at the vacant seats in the top deck of the Southern Stand. They've kicked 4 in 4 minutes. And they're now only 8 points down.
Can you get back in? Once you leave, you get back in.
Gates are open.
Couldn't stand when my dad used to do that at games. We'd be up, or not anywhere near winning. Oh, let's go. We'll beat the traffic. Did a BT and... we'd miss, we'd hear it from the outside, we'd hear all the crowd cheering and we'd be like, geez, thanks Dad, we've completely missed the comeback.
3 minutes and 12 seconds, 8 points up of the Cats. Duncan trying to milk the clock for everything it's worth, goes in the Stanley direction, off hands, it comes to close. Close over the top to Stengel, Stengel snapshot around the bide, Jeremy Cameron, did he get there? The umpire's paid the mark, 30 metres out directly in front. So Jeremy Cameron a chance to kick his fifth. Take home a handful. Lunge desperately to get hold of it.
Do you reckon he got there, BT?
He had to have. The umpire was in the perfect position to see it, front on. If anyone was going to call it, it was that umpire, and he watched it beautifully.
He definitely got there on the replay, thanks to Harvey Norman. So Cameron looking for his fifth goal of the day, 30 metres out directly in front. And he kicks the goal. You've got to say that's the game-winning goal there. Jeremy Cameron has snuffed out the chances of the Blues with his fifth. With 2 minutes remaining, 14-point margin for the Cats.
Is he the best player in the comp at the moment?
Absolutely. No questions about it. 100% the best player in the comp.
Yep.
Every time, and we touched on it earlier in this quarter and in the third quarter, they'd worked so hard to get back in the game, the Blues, but every time Geelong had to get a goal to just stem the flow or stop the momentum, it's been way too easy for them. They got a centre clearance there. They went inside 50. It was a shallow entry, yet Tyson Stengel is still out goal side of his opponent. Could have had a shot at goal, did the team thing and squared it up to Cameron, who's now kicked five. That's not good enough defence for a team that can win a flag.
87,775 here today. 93,644 on Anzac Day and 72,840 on Anzac Eve. Footy is alive and well in this town.
What must New South Wales be thinking? It's rugby. Please.
That's about 3 rounds worth for them. Parfitt will see it out to the siren.
Play on.
7-0 to start the season. Geelong are setting the early pace in season 2024. Winners today by 13 points at the MCG.
Catch Triple M Footy's mini match of the round every Monday and get everything else from Triple M Footy by downloading the Listener app. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.